This week, we celebrate the birthday of Marian Anderson. The opera superstar was born in Philadelphia in 1897. WRTI's Jim Cotter says that, though her voice had an ethereal quality, the late great contralto was renowned for her humility and her humanity.
Even at the height of her fame, Marian Anderson continued to live in her old South Philadelphia neighborhood. Early on, the congregation at Union Baptist Church, where Anderson first sang in public, had recognized her prodigious talent and created a fund to support her formal training. She never forgot, and whenever she was home, she would return to sing in the choir on Sundays. Anderson made a huge impact on one little girl in particular, the daughter of the church pianist.
And she would chat with me, "Little Blanche, how are things going? What are you playing now?"
Blanche Burton Lyles is the founder and CEO of the Marian Anderson Historical Society. The row home Anderson bought in 1924 is today, thanks to Burton Lyles, a shrine to the singer. On the wall of the small basement Anderson transformed into an entertainment center is a photo of what is perhaps her most famous day. The Daughters of the American Revolution had refused Anderson permission to perform at Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C. because she was black. First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt resigned from the organization, then helped arrange another venue. And so, on Easter Sunday, April 9, 1939, Marian Anderson performed a critically and publicly acclaimed concert on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial to a crowd of more than 75,000 people and a radio audience in the millions. The Marian Anderson Residence Museum is at 762 South Martin Street in Philadelphia.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.